Welcome to Surviving Bluebird, a podcast where we explore purpose, leadership, clarity, relationships, self-image, and identity, stories associated with limiting beliefs and limiting values, purpose-driven goals, barriers, accountability, and achieving results. It's time to get authentically and unapologetically you. I'm passionate about rejuvenating and celebrating minds, bodies, and souls through change, transition, and transformation. I absolutely love to work with individuals, empowering them to gain clarity, become an effective leader, ignite passion in their relationships, or overcome barriers, fear, and limitations to achieve purpose-driven results that last. I'm your host, Roxy Rapidius, your wellness, mindset, and results life coach. I'm dedicated to guide, listen with care, inspire with passion, provide tools, support, and disciplinary love to give you the opportunity to achieve your purpose-driven results and authentic self. My approach reflects a commitment to continuous self-improvement and serving others as a leader in business and life. Sunrises and sunsets are daily proof that the day can start and end beautifully. The rest in between is up to you. Join me bi-weekly to enjoy the newest episode. Good morning and welcome to my first Surviving Bluebird podcast. I'm super excited to share with you what I'm all about and what I do to help others. A bluebird is a symbol of hope, love, and renewal, the essence of life and beauty. It also represents happiness, joy, fulfillment, prosperity, and good luck. I was called a bluebird and own that title. A little about me. I'm a published author in Brains Magazine and Inspired Hearts Publishing and live happily with my husband in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I'm a beautiful, successful, and worthy woman enjoying her life coaching career, being a wife, stepmom, daughter, sister, friend, and a grandmother to two beautiful grandchildren. I'm powerful and know that I am changing thousands of lives through life coaching. I am a Brains Magazine 500 Global 2020 recipient and was awarded their CREA Global Awards in 2022 in recognition for my creative and innovative ideas, adaptability in business, and for my contributions to sustainability and mental health projects. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree and hold many certifications including coaching, speaking, training, teaching, DISC personality and behavior, addictions and mental health, advanced belief clearing, law of attraction, parenting and family, grief, palliative and bereavement, Ho'oponopono, and breathwork. I help individuals tap into their full potential and live their best lives. Through personalized individual or group coaching sessions, I guide my clients on a journey of self-discovery, goal setting, and achieving lasting change. In future podcasts, I will be sharing tips and strategies on topics such as developing a growth mindset, overcoming limiting beliefs and aligning your true values, dealing with relationships, overcoming grief, finding your identity and developing a positive self-image, finding purpose and passion, eliminating inner conflict, health and nutrition, and finally, intentional living. You can expect practical advice, inspiring stories, and actionable steps to help you unlock your true potential and live a life full of happiness, success, and fulfillment. Number one, developing a growth mindset. In my coaching practice, I often emphasize the importance of developing a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, effort, and perseverance. This contrasts with a fixed mindset, which believes that abilities and intelligence are innate and unchangeable. Embracing a growth mindset can lead to greater resilience, motivation, and a willingness to take on challenges. It allows individuals to see setbacks and failures as opportunities for learning and growth rather than limitations. By cultivating a growth mindset, clients can overcome self-doubt, fear of failure, and self-limiting beliefs that may be holding them back from reaching their full potential. In my upcoming podcast, I will be sharing practical tips and strategies for fostering a growth mindset, such as setting realistic goals, seeking feedback and constructive criticism, and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth. I believe that developing a growth mindset is a powerful tool for personal development and success, and I am excited to explore this topic further in future episodes. Stay tuned for valuable insights and inspiration to help you cultivate a growth mindset and unlock your true potential. Number two, overcoming limiting beliefs and aligning with your true values. Overcoming limiting beliefs is a crucial aspect of personal growth and transformation. Limiting beliefs are negative thoughts or beliefs that hold us back from reaching our full potential and achieving our goals. These beliefs can stem from past experiences, societal conditioning, or negative self-talk. They create a barrier between where we are now and where we want to be. In my coaching practice, I work with clients to identify and challenge their limiting beliefs, helping them to reframe their mindset and create new empowering beliefs that support their goals and aspirations. By addressing and overcoming these beliefs, clients can break free from self-imposed limitations and unleash their true potential. I believe that by confronting and conquering limiting beliefs, individuals can break free from their past constraints and create a life filled with abundance, fulfillment, and success. I will be sharing strategies and techniques for recognizing and overcoming limiting beliefs. I will discuss methods for shifting negative thought patterns, building a self-confidence and self-esteem, and cultivating a positive and empowering mindset. By addressing and transforming limiting beliefs, clients can gain a greater sense of self-awareness, confidence, and clarity in pursuing their dreams and ambitions. Join me in future episodes as we explore the power of overcoming limiting beliefs and unlocking your limitless potential. Aligning with your true values is essential for creating a fulfilling and authentic life. Your values are the core beliefs and principles that guide your decisions, actions, and priorities. By identifying your values, prioritizing them, living in alignment, practicing self-awareness, setting boundaries, making conscious choices, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals, practicing authenticity, continuously assessing and adjusting and trusting yourself, you can create a life that is true to your values and align with your authentic self. Embrace the power of living authentically and in alignment with your true values to cultivate a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and joy in all areas of your life. Number three, dealing with relationships. Dealing with relationships can be both rewarding and challenging, as they play a significant role in our overall well-being and happiness. By focusing on communication, setting boundaries, showing respect and empathy, resolving conflicts, practicing forgiveness, cultivating trust, prioritizing quality time, practicing self-care, seeking support, and reflecting and learning, you can navigate relationships with greater understanding, compassion, and authenticity. Embrace the power of healthy relationships to enhance your well-being, emotional fulfillment, and sense of connection with others in your life. In my coaching practice, I work with clients on establishing effective communication, setting boundaries, understanding and managing emotions, building trust and connection, and fostering healthy and fulfilling relationships. I will also support you in navigating changes, conflict resolution, and decision making in your relationships. Ultimately, my goal is to empower you to create and maintain positive and fulfilling relationships in your life. Number four, overcoming with grief. Dealing with grief is a deeply personal and challenging journey that many of us will face at some point in our lives. Whether it be the loss of a loved one, a job, a relationship, or a dream, grief can take a heavy emotional toll and impact our mental and physical well-being. In my coaching practice, I approach grief with compassion, empathy, and a supportive mindset. I work with clients to help them navigate through the stages of grief, which can include denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Each individual experiences grief in their own unique way, and it is important to honor and respect their feelings throughout the healing process. During my podcast, I will address strategies and tools for overcoming grief and finding peace and healing during loss. I will discuss techniques for self-care, self-compassion, and resilience building to help individuals cope with the pain and sadness that comes with grief. Additionally, I will explore the importance of seeking support from loved ones, therapists, or support groups to provide comfort and understanding during difficult times. By acknowledging and processing our grief, we can gradually work towards acceptance and integration of our loss, allowing us to move forward with a renewed sense of purpose and resilience. Join me in upcoming episodes as we delve into the topic of overcoming grief and finding solace and healing in the face of loss. Number 5, finding your identity and developing a positive self-image. Finding your identity and developing a positive self-image is a journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance. It involves exploring your values, beliefs, strengths, passions, and interests to cultivate a strong sense of self and a healthy self-perception. By embracing who you are, exploring your interests and passions, and taking care of your well-being, you can cultivate a strong sense of identity and develop a positive self-image. Remember that self-discovery is a lifelong journey, and it's okay to evolve and change over time. Embrace your uniqueness, celebrate your strengths, and have faith in your ability to create a fulfilling and authentic life. In my coaching practice, I support clients in finding their true identity and developing a positive self-image by helping them explore their values, beliefs, strengths, and passions. I guide them in identifying their unique qualities, clarifying their goals and aspirations, and understanding their core values and beliefs. By encouraging self-reflection and personal growth, I can help clients build self-confidence, self-acceptance, and self-esteem. Additionally, I can provide tools and techniques to challenge negative self-talk, overcome self-limiting beliefs, and cultivate a more positive and empowered self-image. Ultimately, my role as a life coach is to support clients in embracing their authentic selves, living in alignment with their values, and confidently stepping into their true identity. Number 6, finding your purpose and passion. Finding your purpose and passion in life is a fulfilling and rewarding journey that can provide you with a sense of direction, fulfillment, and joy. By exploring your values, interests, and aspirations, setting meaningful goals, and staying open to new experiences, you can uncover your purpose and ignite your passion in life. Embrace the journey of self-discovery, be patient with yourself, and trust that your unique gifts and talents have the power to create a meaningful and purposeful life. As a life coach, I assist clients in finding their purpose and passion by guiding them through a process of self-discovery, exploration, and reflection. This may involve helping them identify their values, interests, strengths, and goals, as well as uncovering any limiting beliefs or fears that may be holding them back from pursuing their passion. I support clients in clarifying their vision for their life, setting meaningful goals, and taking concrete steps towards aligning their actions with their true purpose. By providing tools, techniques, and accountability, I empower clients to listen to their inner voice, follow their passion, and create a life that is fulfilling and meaningful to them. My role is to inspire and support clients on their journey to discovering and living their purpose and passion. Number 7, eliminating inner conflict. Eliminating inner conflict involves addressing and resolving the conflict thoughts, emotions, and beliefs that may be causing stress, anxiety, or dissatisfaction in your life. By addressing the root causes of your inner conflict, practicing self-awareness, self-compassion, and effective communication, seeking support, and prioritizing self-care, you can overcome inner conflict and cultivate a sense of inner peace and harmony within yourself. Remember that inner conflict is a natural part of the human experience, and it is possible to transform your inner turmoil into growth, healing, and self-acceptance. In my practice, I help clients eliminate inner conflict by guiding them through a process of self-awareness, self-reflection, and self-acceptance. I support clients in identifying and exploring the root causes of their inner conflicts, such as conflicting beliefs, values, desires, or fears. By helping clients acknowledge and understand these internal conflicts, I assist them in reframing their perspective, challenging their limiting beliefs, and gaining clarity on their goals and values. Additionally, I provide tools and techniques to help clients manage their emotions, increase their self-confidence, and develop healthier coping mechanisms to address inner conflicts in a constructive way. Through active listening, empathy, and non-judgmental support, I empower clients to make conscious choices, resolve inner conflicts, and cultivate a sense of inner peace and alignment with themselves. My role is to help clients navigate their inner landscape, honor their authentic selves, and create an harmonious and empowered inner world. Number 8, health and nutrition. Taking care of your physical health by feeding your body with nutritious foods is essential for living your best life. A balanced and healthy diet provides your body with the nutrients it needs to function optimally, support your immune system, maintain energy levels, and prevent chronic diseases. By prioritizing nutrition foods, creating balanced meals, staying hydrated, and practicing mindful eating habits, you can nourish your body, support your overall well-being, and live your best life. Embrace the power of healthy eating as a cornerstone of self-care and well-being, and enjoy the benefits of feeling energized, vibrant, and resilient in all areas of your life. In my practice, I support clients with their health and nutrition goals by providing guidance, accountability, and inspiration. By working alongside with all the healthcare professionals, here are some ways I can help clients in this area. Number one, by assessing current habits. I start by assessing my clients' current health and nutrition habits. I help them identify any areas for improvement and set realistic goals for making positive changes. Number two, by creating a plan. I collaborate with my client to create a personalized health and nutrition plan by aligning with their goals, preferences, and lifestyle. This may include meal planning, grocery shopping tips, and recipe ideas. Number three, by providing education. I offer my clients information and resources on the importance of nutrition, balanced meals, portion control, and the benefits of regular exercise. I empower them to make informed choices about their health. Number four, by supporting behavior change. I help clients stay on track with their health and nutrition goals by providing ongoing support, accountability, and encouragement, assist them in overcoming obstacles and developing healthy habits that stick. Number five, by encouraging mindfulness. I encourage clients to practice mindfulness and intuitive eating, helping them listen to their body's hunger and fullness cues, as well as their emotional triggers for eating. Number six, by celebrating progress. I celebrate my clients' successes and milestones along their health and nutrition journey. I acknowledge their hard work and dedication and continue to encourage and motivate them to reach their ultimate goals. By offering support, guidance, and practical tools, I can help clients make positive changes to their health and nutrition habits and ultimately lead a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. My role as a life coach is to empower clients to take their ownership of their health and well-being and support them in reaching their goals. I wholeheartedly believe that everyone has the power to create the life they desire, and I'm here to support and empower you on your journey towards self-improvement and personal growth. So stay tuned for valuable insights and motivation to help you thrive in every aspect of your life. Number 9, intentional living. Intentional living is a mindset and approach to lifestyle that involves making conscious and deliberate choices about how you want to live your life. It is about aligning your actions, values, and goals to create a life that is meaningful, purposeful, and in line with your true desires and priorities. Key aspects of intentional living include mindfulness, being present and aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions in the present moment. Mindfulness helps you to make conscious choices and act with intention rather than reacting impulsively or being driven by external influences. Clarity of values. Knowing your core values and beliefs and priorities is essential for intentional living. Understanding what truly matters to you allows you to make decisions that align with your values and lead to a more fulfilling and authentic life. Setting goals and intentions. Intentional living involves setting clear goals, intentions, and objectives for different areas of your life, such as career, relationships, health, and personal growth. By defining what you want to achieve and taking purposeful steps towards those goals, you create a sense of direction and purpose. Setting boundaries. Establishing boundaries in your relationships, time, and energy is an important aspect of intentional living. By setting limits and saying no to the things that do not align with your values or goals, you protect your well-being and focus on what truly matters to you. Self-reflection and self-awareness. Intentional living requires regular self-reflection and introspection to understand your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. By cultivating self-awareness, you can identify areas for growth, address inner conflicts, and make informed choices that support your personal development. Living with purpose. Choosing to live intentionally means living with a sense of purpose and direction. By aligning your actions with your values and goals, you can create a life that is fulfilling, authentic, and in harmony with your true self. Overall, intentional living is about taking ownership of your life, making deliberate choices, and living in a way that reflects your values, goals, and aspirations. It empowers you to create a life that is authentic, meaningful, and aligned with your true desires. In my practice, I help clients set clear goals, create action plans, and hold clients accountable for taking steps towards achieving their goals. I also work with clients to remove limiting beliefs, build confidence, and cultivate positive habits that align with their values and aspirations. Through personalized coaching sessions, I empower clients to make conscious choices and live with the purpose, authenticity, and fulfillment. My life has not always been easy and full of glitter and pixie dust. I have faced multiple challenges and setbacks in my life that require me to pivot and adapt very quickly. There was no time for dilly-dallying sometimes. I often had to make super quick and uncomfortable decisions to plow through difficult situations. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and it's often through overcoming adversity that we grow and evolve. Here are some ways I navigated through difficult times and embraced the power of pivoting. I embrace change. Instead of resisting change, I embrace it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. I recognize that pivoting in a new direction can lead to new opportunities, experiences, and insights that can enrich my life. I stay resilient. I develop resilience by cultivating a positive mindset, seeking support from others, and maintaining a sense of perspective during tough times, in my case, through my illnesses, loss of jobs, separation and divorce, and child sexual abuse. Remember that challenges are temporary and that you have the strengths and resources to overcome them. I learn from setbacks. I use setbacks and failures as valuable learning experiences that can fuel my personal and professional growth. I reflect on what went wrong, identify lessons learned, and apply those insights to make informed decisions and pivot in a new direction. I always stay flexible. I'm willing to pivot and adapt to change circumstances, even if it means stepping outside of my comfort zone. Flexibility and agility are key skills that can help navigate uncertainty and respond effectively to challenges. I seek support. I surround myself with a network of friends, family, mentors, or colleagues who can offer encouragement, guidance, and support during challenging times. I lean on my support system for reassurance, advice, and perspective as I navigate through uncertainty and seek help from professionals from time to time. Your significant other cannot be your therapist or life coach. I focus on possibilities. Instead of dwelling on the past or feeling overwhelmed by difficulties, I focus on the possibilities that lie ahead. I stay optimistic, open-minded, and curious about new opportunities that may emerge as I pivot in a different direction. I practice self-care. I take care of my physical, emotional, and mental well-being during times of transition and change. I engage in self-care practices that help me recharge, reduce stress, and maintain my resilience in the face of adversity. And most importantly, I nourished my body with nutritious foods and supplements to keep my energy peaked at all times. I always set new goals. I define new goals and priorities that align with my values and aspirations as I pivot it in a new direction. I create a plan of action, set milestones, and track my progress as I work towards achieving success in my new endeavors. I celebrate progress. I acknowledge and celebrate the progress I make as I pivot and adapt to new challenges. I recognize my resilience, courage, and determination in navigating difficult times and moving forward with confidence and optimism. I stay true to myself. I stay true to my values, passions, and purpose as I navigate through life's challenges and transitions. I trust in my inner strength, wisdom, and authenticity to guide myself towards a fulfilling and meaningful life path. Remember that life is a journey filled with ups and downs, twists and turns, and unexpected opportunities for growth and transformation. Embrace the power of pivoting as a catalyst for positive change, self-discovery, and resilience as you navigate through life's challenges and uncertainties. Stay open to new possibilities, stay resilient in the face of adversity, and stay true to yourself as you embrace the beauty and unpredictability of life's journey. I have proven that with courage, resilience, and change in mindset, you can become a surviving bluebird. Your past traumas and tribulations do not define who you are. You, and only you, can define the person you are or want to be. I believe that everyone has the power to create the life they desire, and I'm here to support and empower you on your journey towards self-improvement and personal growth. So stay tuned for valuable insights and motivation to help you thrive in every aspect of your life. Sunrises and sunsets are daily proof that the day can start and end beautifully. The rest in between is up to you. Let's embark on this transformative journey towards and start living the life you want today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or YouTube at Life Coach with Roxy, or you can visit my website at wellnesswithroxy.com to book a discovery call and start your transformational journey with me. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a like and share it with your friends. I'd be forever grateful if you could help by giving a 5-star rating review on Apple, Spotify, or where you listen to my podcast. Feel free to send your feedback and questions by email to lifecoachwithroxy@gmail.com or my social media platforms. Remember, sunrises and sunsets are daily proof that the day can start and end beautifully. The rest in between is up to you. Have a wonderful day and see you in 2 weeks. Gratitude, Coach Roxy.